A very good morning on behalf of Teach 6:30. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Samach Dalid. Zvachim 64b. Pagination is 128. We'll start from the first Mishnah on the page, which can be found three lines up from the wide lines. Chatos Ha'of. The Chatos as a bird. Ketzed Haya Naasis. How was such a carbon brought? Skip the parentheses. We'll try to explain why. But for now, Haya molek es rosha mimul arpa ve'eno mavdil. The Kohen would nip the neck near the part called oref, the back of the neck, and would not detach it. We have a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What does it mean that he doesn't detach it? Rashi approaches this in a very halachic sense. You could see the Rashi masnisin ve'eno mavdil harosh min haguf. He would not separate the head from the body. Elasima echad levado. He would make sure to only be molek one simen. You have the food pipe and the windpipe, and for a bird, you only have to do most of one, whereas on an animal, you're looking at two. So he would make sure to only do one, and like this, it's not called halachically detached. The Rambam, however, uses the wording in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav of Maase Korbanos, Yachtoch hasimanim o rov echad mehen. He should cut the simanim, the windpipe, food pipe, or at least most of one, because that's the halacha by a bird. Ve'eno mavdil harosh min haguf, and he should not separate the head from the body. Rambam is approaching it from a logistical, from a physical, not a halachic perspective. Was it detached? Rashi says, if you detach both, it's detached. So if you detach one, it's a good shechita by a bird, and it's still attached. The Rambam, you could cut them both, as long as you make sure that it's still attached by the remaining skin, etc., so that it's still attached. Again, Rashi as a halachic detached, which is what he's not supposed to do, and the Rambam, halachic detached is not our issue. Is it physically detached? Let's continue in the Mishnah. Umaza midama al kira mizbeach, and he sprinkles from its blood on the wall of the mizbeach. Shiore adam, and the remainder of the blood hayu mismatza al yisodi, would squeeze out by the foundation of the mizbeach. Ve'ein la mizbeach al adama v'kula lakoanim, and the mizbeach gets nothing of its flesh, bones, etc. It only gets its blood, and the remainder goes to the Kohanim. Now, this Mishnah, as I imagine any Mishnah, has lots of information, and I think it's helpful to appreciate where this information is coming from, because it interfaces with the Pasuk quite beautifully. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin, referring to the carbon ola v'yored, describes the fluctuating sliding scale carbon. V'im lo sagya yado deisa, if a person can't afford the animal, v'hevi es Hashem asher chata shtei sorim o shnei b'nei yonah l'Hashem, echad l'chatas v'echad l'ola, he's going to bring two birds, one as a chatas, one as an ola, and we're discussing the carbon chatas bird, as follows. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, Ve'hevi osam ala kohen, he's going to bring them to the kohen, Ve'hegrives ashala chatos rishona, he's going to bring the carbon chatos first. So we have it in our Mishnah. The next Mishnah, by the way, is going to be the bird Ola. But we're dealing with the chatos, bird. Umolak es rosho mimol orpo velo yavdil, he should do malika, this nipping of the neck, instead of coming from the front, the typically soft side, like by an animal, we always recognize that front. as the soft side. Over here, he's coming from the back. Velo yavdil, and he should not separate. He should not go so far in that the head separates, unlike the Ola bird. But the Chatas bird is not detached, and we mentioned the Machlokas, Rashi and Rambam, what that means. Vihiza, in Pasuk Tes, first he should sprinkle from the Dam Chatas al Kir HaMizbeach, and then, still in Pasuk Tes, Vanishar Badam, and what remains, Yimotza Yisod HaMizbeach, he should squeeze by the foundation of the Mizbeach, Chatasu, it's a carbon Chatas. Now, the reasoning, the rationale, if you will, the ta'amei ha-mitzvahs, the appreciation of this procedure, certainly should be the subject of a different session in ta'amei ha-mitzvahs to appreciate what is the message regarding a karban chatos bird. But for now, just to watch the interfacing between what was expected in the pasuk and what's being described in our Mishnah. Going back to our Mishnah, let's recall that on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph 63a, we had a Mishnah that began the Chatas Ha'of. It told us, based on the Gemara on Amud Beis, to complement the wording of the Mishnah, but the message was, Malikasa, the Malika is anywhere in the Azara, and the Hazaa, the sprinkling of the blood, is going to be on the southwest corner, facing the Kodesh Kodashim from the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, as we like to envision the Beis HaMikdash, that means the far left corner of the Mizbeach. Now, when we looked at this Mishnah, we noticed that there were parentheses on the second and third lines of the Mishnah. And if we look at the Shita Mekubetzes Hey, the Shita Mekubetzes tells us, Nimchak, you must erase that. It doesn't belong here. Now, we won't edit the Gemara itself, but we'll make markings to indicate that there's a problem here. There's a mistake here. Indeed, Art Scroll, footnote 10, notes that these words are the exact words from the Karban Ola. Let's look at the words. Ola la kevesh ufana la sovev. He went up on the ramp and turned onto the side ramp. Bolo le keren deromes mizrachis, and he went to the southeast corner. And that's not true by a chatas. That's a mistake by the chatas. That's not true. And somehow the text of the next Mishnah made it into this Mishnah, apparently like copied mistakenly or something. And therefore they are removing that. Where is the Chatas Ha'of going to be done? It's going to be done from the ground, and it's going to be done on the southwest corner. Going back to the Mishnah just to review it, you see Malika, which matches the Pasuk, Eino Mavdil, which was a requirement of the Pasuk not to separate the head from the body, and then there were two Nesinas Damim acts, two times that he would give of the blood. One is Maze, sprinkling of the blood on the wall of the Mizbeach, and then the remaining blood should be squeezed, and indeed we see that in the Pasuk. And Rashi on Chumash notably takes note of that. Bachatos haza'a u'mitzui. By the chatos ha'of, there's both sprinkling and squeezing of the blood. And our Mishnah concludes that the Mizbeach only gets the blood. That's it. That's the only giving which is required, that's mentioned in the Pasuk. The remaining part goes to the Kohanim by the Chatas Ha'of. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.